Now we were all kitted out, with the exception of Hellboy, in our hazmat suits, which included headgear with a clear plastic window and breathing filter. We started down the trail towards the dig site, supplies on our backs.
I've been insanely curious.
Never good.
And I've been wanting to ask how the two of you met.
You don't know the story?
Well, I know it was something for the museum. The BPRD sent Hellboy in, but the rest is just gossip, I guess.
What's the gossip? I can't wait to hear this.
I'd rather go back to talking about my grooming habits.
Not trying to pry. I'm just... well, my mum says I'm an incurable romantic.
That's sweet, brother.
Not really. She mostly says it while needling me about finding a girlfriend.
Her job, isn't it?
I suppose.
I'll tell it.
You will.
Chasing goblins, jumped off a train, went to a punk show, then a midnight occult auction. She flirted a lot.
I'm sorry, what? I flirted with you?
You didn't.
This is excellent.
You seemed extremely uptight. Thought I'd loosen you up a bit.
That's what it was?
You never went to the sort of school where a girl would poke you or chase you on the playground. Bashful can be attractive.
There it is. You found his bashfulness.
I'm not bashful.
It was mostly his grumpy bravado.
That's what I need. Grumpy bravado.
All three of you are very strange.
We were all nervous. Hellboy had wound me up to take our minds off the horror of the night before and the fear of what might be to come. He was good at that. Truth was, he was simply good. I probably should have said it then, but I knew it would have embarrassed him. Yes, he had all sorts of bluster hardwired into him. And no question, there were daddy issues. But here, beneath that stony exterior, was precisely the kind of man I'd convinced myself I would never find. The kind of good man I half believed could only be found in movies. I liked the difficulty he had, holding my gaze for more than a few seconds. I liked his gruffness, and the way his eyes lit up when we traded verbal barbs, and the way his mouth tilted into a lopsided thing that passed for a smile. The irony was madness. From the moment I met Hellboy, I was off on an adventure that put me in more danger than most people encounter in their entire lives. And yet, I had never felt safer or more at ease. I wouldn't have known it then if you'd asked me, but by the second day I'd known him, I'd already begun to fall in love with him. I felt like he was my own little secret. Like nobody else would understand. And believe me, that's been more or less true ever since.